As if professional bicycling didn't have enough image problems with all the doping scandals, now come fears that some riders may be trying to hook up secret motors to their bikes. When the Tour de France starts next weekend, officials will be scanning bikes for the devices. Lauren Mooney is editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. She's in our New York bureau. Lauren Mooney, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So what's prompting this effort? Has anyone actually been caught using a secret motor on their bicycle?
No one has been caught using a motor. Chatter started rising about this topic a few months ago. There is a company in Austria called Gruber that makes the Gruber Assist device, which is a small motor that you can put inside a bicycle to help get a little bit of mechanical assistance. And the chatter has arisen that perhaps it's being used in professional cycling. And then just recently, the UCI Cycling's International governing body has decided to step up screening for such devices.
Explain how this would work, because when I picture these sort of professional bikes, they're lightweight, and where could you possibly hide something like a motor on those skeletal bike frames?
These Gruber Assist devices fit in the tube that runs from the seat down to between a rider's feet. It's a little tiny motor that would attach to the spindle that would help move the cranks of the bicycle. There's a battery that would fit into that tube.
So we're not sure if anyone's actually been caught using a secret motor, but what do the cyclists say?
Well, there's a feeling in the peloton that it's actually possible that some sort of modified mechanical device has been used at some point or at least experimented with. But among the racers, they're happy that there is a screening system. I think, you know, someone would have to be quite bold to attempt it at this point, knowing that there's screening. So among the racers, they're happy to know that it's being screened for and it's not likely to be an issue in the Tour de France or any race going forward.
Now, really, can professional cycling absorb another performance-enhancing controversy? Because I've seen this online described as doped bikes. I mean, it just seems like, can this industry take another hit?
Well, it's funny because cycling and doping have been synonymous in the mainstream public. And to an extent, this would be more serious than any sort of pharmacological doping scandal that we've heard of at this point. I don't think that any fans are surprised anymore to hear that a cyclist has been doping using performance-enhancing drugs. But there is sort of a code of honor line that this would cross, making your bicycle mechanical, where I think that it would actually be more damaging to the sport than pharmacological doping.
Lauren Mooney is editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. Lauren, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.